Hello, my co-host Narottam. That was creepy as shit. Who was popping people.
Oh no, wait, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that for today's intro, but anyways.
Okay. So, would you rather like recreate one of the most well-performed episodes of ours?
Right.
Or record something about Taylor Swift?
Not Taylor Swift.
So, I mean, that was sort of an intro because our, like, the most well-performed, like, the Squid Game of our channel, for people who don't get that, Squid Game is, like, one of the best-performing Mr. Beast videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, nowadays I'm doing that a lot, even when I make music. I'm writing punchlines for other punchlines that are famous. So, you know how Lil Wayne said, real G's move in silence like lasagna?
Yeah.
That's a punchline because...
Yeah.
The G is silent in lasagna.
Yep.
I made like another wordplay that goes off that. So if you've not heard that bar, you my bar doesn't make sense.
Okay.
For me, like after I wrote the song, I was playing it to my mom and she like, first of all, she doesn't understand what I'm saying. So I was trying to like tell her the lyrics and explain. And I was like, that's a fair point. Unless she's heard Lil Wayne, she doesn't know what I just said.
Ah, right.
But anyways, that's sort of what I did here. If people don't know that Mr. Beast, yeah, anyways.
I mean, at this point, who doesn't know Mr. Beast?
Yeah, fair enough. If you know us and you don't know Mr. Beast, yeah, I don't know what we're on.
We're special, baby.
But yeah, well, the Taylor Swift question was just like on the spot. I know that's a stupid question. So our lovely producers, we have like a million of them, by the way.
Totally.
All of them are like we paid for in North Korea.
Wait, what? Why North Korea?
I'm just incriminating myself for shit I didn't do. So I have no idea what these questions are. Like I went through a couple of them.
Yeah.
Like some of them are deep. Right. I think so. And some of them are like Pringles or Doritos type.
Okay. So, perfect. Audience, just careful. You can keep both tissues and some like pillows and just everything.
What?
Okay. Sorry.
What?
No.
What do you want them to
cut
do?
Cut all this out. Cut this entire thing out.
You want them to do what?
No. I meant chillax, get some popcorn and enjoy it. That's what I meant.
Man said tissues and pillows. What?
I meant tissues if you're like crying.
All right. Because you will be crying. Not like that. Because of laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The first one, it's a goofy ass question, by the way. Go 2 years without cutting your nails or go 1 year without brushing your hair?
Brushing in the sense like I don't think I brush my hair regularly
comb,
anyways.
Comb.
I don't really comb my hair anyways. So like...
fair enough. I mean, for me, there's a clear answer, by the way.
Yeah, for those who've seen Broski, I mean...
Like, I'll add like a foot to my height if I don't comb my hair. Like, it just stands up like... Like, you've seen Lil Uzi in that one performance.
Yeah, like, it's the pointy hair.
So, if I don't brush my hair after waking up, that's how I look.
Yep. I mean, I have pretty thick hair. So, like, unless the brush is, like, wide tooth, I can't, like...
What?
Okay. That didn't come out right, but, like...
No, the brush is what?
No, like, the thing, like, the teeth of the brush have to be, like, pretty wide apart. Because
okay,
I have thick hair.
Mm.
So.
So, what are you going with? Nails?
Hair, yeah. Because I regularly don't brush my hair anyways.
I mean, nails, the only thing is if it grows too long, it's painful. Like, like while driving and shit, if you press
2 years as well, actually.
Yeah. Wait, are you the, like, do you back biting your nails?
Nah, I mean, I don't bite my nails.
Bro, like, there's some people who, like, I've seen, like, they keep, like, biting their nails as, like,
their
pastime.
I've seen those people.
I cannot back that.
Like, yeah, I don't like biting my nails, bro.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah, I was like, what if you bite a little too hard and then that nail comes out? That just like sends a shiver down my spine.
Just nails itself, it's grim, bro. Like, I'm going with the hair as well.
Yeah, hair.
So we have this. So this was apparently a Twitter poll or something, and we have the percentage of answers. So 60% went with brushing their hair. 40% with names.
I mean, understandably.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I think those 40% that chose the nails
bald.
Are like... I mean, they're either bald or they're ladies, because like a lot of ladies have long nails.
I mean, they should... Okay, I'm not generalizing, but if you're a girl, odds are you have like long hair.
Right.
And if you don't brush that, it's going to be knotted and shit, and it's crazy.
Oh. Okay, yeah, maybe
I think
was...
unless you have like super short hair and brushing it is not an issue.
Right.
You would go with nails or... Yeah. Moving on. Okay, what are these questions? Eat chocolate that tastes like shit or eat shit that tastes like chocolate?
I want
to know what the producers were on when they made this.
I don't think I want to answer that. Either about, way, it's terrible.
By the way, there's about thousands of people who replied to this on Twitter. Not our Twitter, but our secret producer's Twitter.
Yeah, undercover producer.
The North Korean thousand producers. Okay, this is a weird. This is like one of those like 3 a.m. thoughts in your mind.
Yeah, 3 a.m. shower thoughts.
What eats chocolate that tastes like shit?
Or shit that tastes like chocolate? I mean, if the shit tastes like chocolate, does it still look like shit?
Yes. So they've given us a poop emoji, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, I guess.
Okay, if it still looks like shit, then definitely not. But tastes like shit is worse.
So there's two arguments that comes to mind right now for me.
Right.
First off, do you like dark chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like 73% cacao plus, right?
Like the 90% shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Like
yeah,
if you eat that, your mouth is basically sandpaper right now. Like, that dry.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I've had it only like once or twice probably.
Oh, I love that shit. Like if I ever see that in... Like, you've seen the Amul ones, the 99 bitter
one. Oh, yeah, the thick one, right? Oof. Yeah. I mean, it's also really good for health.
Because there's zero sugar.
Yeah. But, and like reduces cortisol and all this kind of stuff.
Like that's my... It's bitter, but that's my shit.
Yeah.
So for some people, dark chocolate tastes like it literally tastes like shit. They can't bear it. They hate it. And like people who eat dark chocolate are like psychopaths to them.
I mean, it's just like eating bitter gourd, I guess.
Fair enough.
I mean, I love bitter gourd, so like...
Oh. I mean, I can't get myself to put something called bitter gourd in my mouth, so... Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever eaten bitter gourd, by the way.
Wait, what?
No. Even in our old school when they made it, I obviously threw it.
Oh yeah, you guys used to stuff it into the cup they gave you,
bro,
and then used to roll it.
We were like smugglers from Mexico.
Smooth criminals. Smooth criminals.
Like tomatoes, we used to like smuggle it out just because I hated tomatoes.
Yep. I remember all that. And even the kashaya, you would like stuff the leaf plate into the kashaya so you don't have to have it. And those, for people who don't know what kashaya is, it's just tea basically.
Nah, bro, no. Tea is good.
Okay.
It's a distressed tea. Bro, it's called kashaya. Do I need to say anymore?
I mean, kashaya technically means like herbal tea in Kannada or something.
Isn't that like the Ayurvedic thing? Isn't that called kashaya? The Ayurvedic juices.
Oh, wait. Okay, maybe that is also kashaya.
Okay, can I just say, like, I don't have much against Ayurveda, but your medicines stink and taste weird, so I just can't.
Yeah, true. I mean, but then, like, this is not what I think, but like, this is what I was told to console me when I had to have Ayurvedic medicine. You don't like it, so the diseases in you also don't like it.
I mean, to get people to drink it is a fair point.
Anyways, regarding Ayurveda, we'll probably have a guest who's an Ayurvedic doctor soon.
Yeah, because, you know, we're big time. So we have like doctors and shit.
Big time.
Gang shit. So coming back to eat chocolate that tastes like shit, eat shit that tastes like chocolate.
Right.
Coming to, my argument for, I said I had two arguments. One was chocolate that tastes like shit was black chocolate or dark chocolate. Not black, not racist. Eat shit that tastes like chocolate. So do you know the most expensive coffee in this world?
It's made from actual shit. Yeah, I've heard that before.
It's like a squirrel or some shit.
Yeah.
They feed it coffee beans. Only coffee beans.
Yeah.
It poops out the coffee beans and they make coffee out of that. So realistically, I'm not drinking that. That's shit.
Bro.
That's the most expensive coffee, by the way.
What?
I don't make the rules.
I think the only reason humans aren't already doing that to themselves is because that's technically...
No, man. We're moving on from this point.
Let's skip this question.
Yeah, we're not answering this, by the way. I want to see what the public has to say to wait, nah, 58% chose eat shit that tastes like chocolate. Actual
You see, the problem is
feces. Feces, bro.
I mean, it looks like shit. That's the big problem.
I don't care. It's shit, though. It can't be healthy, by the way. It's shit. Your body is like, I don't want this. And it threw... Nah, man. Moving on. You're, like, the 42% that choose eat chocolate that tastes like shit, you're also weird because you're eating stuff that tastes like shit.
Basically, 100% of the people who participated in this thing are just stupid, I guess.
I mean, fair enough. Like, they had to give their opinions of... I don't know.
But
I think so. I think because if you don't choose, you can't see the result of how many how much percent
chose. Oh, right, right.
People
right.
are just curious. But yeah, 58% of you lot, crazy. You're the people who like chemistry, by the way.
Wait, but technically that's like tampering with important information.
Yeah, I mean, the CIA ain't looking for this, but... Oh, this is, I guess, interesting. Some of this is shit, by the way. Mm. Just like the chocolate. Okay, option one, being the tallest person in the world or being the shortest person.
Hell no, neither.
Okay, now we have to answer.
Then taller. Then definitely taller. I don't want to be short.
Hmm.
I don't want to be
short.
So
the tallest is not like 6'5", it'll be like, yeah,
it's like
foot
eight,
something.
8 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be the tallest. I don't want to be the shortest by any means, like ever. Like if I was given a wish I could make and it was either... Well, technically another would you rather question.
I was just about to say.
Yeah. Would you rather increase your life by 10,000 years but grow shorter by 2 inches? Or would you rather grow taller by like 6 inches but you reduce 2 years from your life? I'd be like, take 2 years away, bro. Get lost.
Bro, you know what? I'm firing the producers. You make like some really good would you rather.
Like, I mean...
what?
Spoiler
that was
alert.
A good one.
Spoiler alert. These producers probably don't exist. They're in North Korea, bruv.
Yeah, I mean, they're being tortured every day, so. That's why there's 1,000 of them. Each of them can only make one question. After that, they're dead. They don't pay for this, by the way. It's free labor. These are obviously jokes, people.
Yep.
Chill out. Being the tallest person, I don't know, like, off the bat, like, the obvious answer seems being the tallest.
Yeah.
But I just feel like...
I mean, who would want to be the shortest? Like,
oh, sorry, but my mind went to... It would be easy to get movie roles because, like, Oompa Loompas and shit, I'd just be Oompa Loompas. You know Oompa Loompas, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And if you look young, you basically get free tickets to everywhere. You just have to...
So, anyways, this reminds me when I thought of getting movie roles.
Oh, wait, just 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing about being tall is I think it's possible to be proportionally tall. Like the proportion of your upper body to lower body is still
then,
fine.
Then,
but
man.
No, but like when you're short, sometimes those proportions get like messed with.
Oh yeah.
That's why I want to be tall. Like I want to be a regular dude, but really tall.
Got it. Yeah.
And just in general, I don't want to be short, bruh. Who wants to be short?
I mean, the obvious answer is longest.
Longest.
But because it's so obvious, I wanted to go with the other one. That's how I like, that's how my brain works. Wait, everyone wants to do that. I ain't doing that. Okay, anyways.
I mean, when it comes to height, I'll just do what everyone wants to do. But if it's like something crazier, like... Uh-huh. Okay, let's move on.
So anyway, that brings me when I thought about short people and jobs.
Yeah.
That sounded offensive. Anyways, did you hear the whole controversy about the new Snow White?
Snow White?
Okay, yeah.
So,
obviously...
as soon as I said Snow White, you're like, okay, yeah, this guy knows nothing about it. Let's educate this kid.
Nah, to be fair, even I wouldn't. Like, who follows Disney anyways?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, wait, it's Disney? Of course I don't know.
So, you know Disney's like remaking stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, recently they remade The Mermaid Chick.
Yeah.
I can't call it chick. It's probably
underage. Yeah, The Mermaid movie. And the girl's black or something.
Yeah. So, you know, there was like an uproar. Like, why are you making... Because in the animated thing, she's white or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's... It was majority positive uproar or negative uproar?
I have no idea. I just don't care either ways.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that now it's like it's black now. And I don't care Disney should have cared to make it black. Like, just keep it default. Bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Why like, you... Yeah. Like, I'm pissed. Like, I wouldn't be Disney making it like, oh, why should I make it white? I'm going to make it black. But if they made black, I wouldn't be the public being like, oh, it's black, I need the white mermaid. Like, dude, chill. Like, why do you care so much?
I mean, I haven't watched that movie. I don't plan to watch that movie.
Big man, I've not seen the trailer also. I've just heard about this in podcasts. So on Twitter, or Do you know he renamed it to X?
X, yeah.
Bro, he's on some different... I think he made this because, like, whatever crack he's on, right. These producers made the same list. They're on the same crack.
Who knows, bro?
Anyways, thank you, Elon, for the list. But on Twitter, I saw this. People telling that scientifically, this is not possible because the sun wouldn't go, like, that down in the ocean to hell give her skill melanin. I was like, dog, we're talking about mermaids. You're talking about science. Like,
mermaids don't exist anyways.
Yeah, we're talking about a half human, half fish. You're bringing science into this big
That's man. How much free time some random people have.
And he thought he's making a good point, by the way, by saying the sun doesn't penetrate through the ocean. Like, bro, seriously? Like, you wrote that on your Twitter and posted thinking people are going to be like, oh, this guy's smart. Like, what?
I mean, other jobless people probably thought he's smart. Nah, but like,
everyone who's roasting this, nobody liking that shit. Oh, so that was the Little Mermaid thing. Now right. They're remaking Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Okay, it's a movie. Got it.
You know the original story, right? So the story is basically like Snow White is, you know, Cinderella, right?
Yeah.
Similar approach. It's
wait,
like,
how do I know Cinderella, but I don't know
Snow White? It's all the same brand. It's all like...
It's all Disney. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Stories are all basically same.
Yeah.
So like this Snow White goes into the forest, blah, blah, blah. There's a witch and she's like, I'm gonna kill this. I said witch and I was about to rhyme with it, but nah. We are a PG podcast. We need that rating. Anyways.
I mean, I don't know what it's called, but like, my parents are next door, so.
We have to send them. Normally we bleep it out. We can't bleep ourselves. Yeah. But yeah, so the story is basically like Snow White is like this. I mean, her name, Snow White, she looks like snow, basically. Like,
okay.
Like the most beautiful bullshit.
I swear, if they make the snow black.
Oh, she's worse than.
Oh, no, not the not person, worse. The actual snow.
Oh, no.
Racist. The snow is white.
So, anyways, the story goes that she goes into the forest or something. Even I don't know fully, but basically a witch gives her a poison apple. She's like dying, and like Prince Charming comes, gives her a kiss, she's alive. And for some reason, there are dwarves in between the story. I don't know why. There are like seven dwarves that help her out with stuff.
Yeah, that's basically the Cinderella story.
Just here and there, characters are different.
Not that I know the Cinderella story. I'm just assuming it's the same because it's all Disney.
So in the remake that they're making now, in the 2023 version, Snow White is Latina.
Bro.
So,
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just like, why?
So in the main story is all about like true love and blah, blah, blah. And like the... Prince Charming, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This story has nothing to do with that. And apparently the actress...
Just mean that it's no longer 1937.
She's not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince and she's not going to be dreaming about true love.
Wait. It's not animated, is it?
No. So the actress who is playing Snow White said this. That the story based on true love...
So the original one was not animated?
Was animated, yeah.
Oh, so now they're making a real life thing.
Like, you know, they did that to Mowgli a couple years ago.
Yeah.
With live action.
Hmm. Bro, people are doing that for, what is that? One Piece now.
I have no anime. Anime, yeah. I ain't tied into that though.
Okay, let's just move on. I mean, I don't... probably a lot of our viewers aren't anime, but anyways.
As long as you keep the story real, right?
Yeah, no, it's the exact same thing, but then people instead of anime characters. But like, it would be weird because there's like 1,000 episodes in One Piece. So people are just used to seeing characters.
I mean, fair enough. As long as they like respect the original story.
Yeah.
Like, anyways, so I'll tell you what happened in Snow White. So,
right.
First of all, there's no true love and all. Okay. Like she wants to, I don't know, like
be independent.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways. That crap.
Yeah.
And the seven dwarves are no more dwarves. They are just normal sized people. There's one dwarf.
Like one dwarf in the sense the actual actress?
Actor is a short person.
Ah.
Everyone else is like,
regular
people. And by the way, it's like a color palette, by the way. I'm not racist. I heard a podcast person say this. So the dwarves...
Wait. You are a podcast person?
Okay, a different podcast person.
Okay.
Like there's a photo that came and it's like you can see like the gradients of from black to white. So they have like the whole cast. It's so forced to be like inclusive. Like it doesn't look like the actors were hired for acting.
Inclusive shit is just a bunch and...
Everyone's hating on this. Except for the production team.
Yep.
Everyone's hating on this. Snow White.
I mean, intentionally doing it is the problem. Like, I think everyone's already included. Like,
if they can act well,
yeah,
and like, it fits the story, do it.
Yep.
Like, imagine they're making a remake of The Godfather and they put a skinny dude in the... Like, it doesn't make... That's what yeah, you're doing, make by sense. Way. That's yeah. what you're doing. Like...
Yeah.
So, yeah. Many people are hating on that. And, like, the cast is still sticking to their thing. Like, you're racist if you think a Latina person can't play Snow White. And so the reason for the seven dwarfs right. is someone said that, like, the typical dwarf activity that they did in the original story, like, they're helping out and, like, there's one guy who's always grumpy, one... Like, the Smurfs, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's very offensive. By the way, dwarfs are mythical creatures. Short people are not dwarfs. Dwarfs are like elves. Like,
no, they're mythical. Dwarfs are dwarfs. Elves are elves.
No, no, but in the story.
Oh, in the story. Okay, okay.
These yeah. things are mythical creatures. They're not like short humans.
Right.
They are a different species.
I mean.
So someone took offense to that. And they, in turn, like seven roles that could have actually been played by real short people.
Yeah.
Real humans are now just random people. And there's one guy who's short. This was the one chance those like short people could have played something in a movie that could
yeah,
have,
actually.
And to not sense. Be offensive to them, you kick them out of their own role. This is irony at its peak.
I mean, I think the short people were enjoying it. Like, I don't think the short people were actually offended.
By, like...
the short yeah, stuff.
Nobody is offended. Yeah. Bro, yeah. It's crazy.
The only people offended are, like, the average Karen, American Karens.
Yep.
Karens and... What's the male version of Karen?
All Karen.
Kevin or something like that.
Nah, all of them Karen. They're annoying. Anyways, we're straying away from Would You Rather and just making a normal episode.
I mean, we are discussing on like that Would You Rather question, but anyways, it's fun.
Yeah.
Let's anyways, do this.
The answer was for the being the tallest person in the world or being the shortest person, 79% chose
hold up. Being the how tallest. Did we go from being the tallest to shortest to race?
Oh, so... when it came to the shortest, I started thinking.
Oh yeah,
like,
dwarfs,
I could get
dwarves, and then we went to the movie, and then
Oompa-loompas, yeah. blah blah blah. Yeah. Anyways, 79% chose being the tallest in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
21 chose the shortest person.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's very obvious. Oh my god, I just seen the next question.
And to hear that, tune back in next episode, and we'll see you then.